Just heard Space Africa from Jared's number 15 pick, which means it's my 14th pick. Another record that was on the long list that had a particular track that I couldn't get enough of. It's the lead off track to her album Mother, UK soul singer Cleo Soul. Honestly, this is the album that I was hoping Salt's 9 would be. I was less taken with 9 than obviously I was with Untitled Black as last year. But her solo record on the same label, Forever Living Originals, is just a stellar piece of work. Features some of the same producing partners as Onsalt. But Saul's vocals really take me back to like Minnie Riperton, and especially so on Don't Let Me Fall, which is a song that like almost 6 minutes has like three builds where like the song opens up and then somehow you don't think it can open up further and it does. And then there's like this, a beautiful, like little coda as well. It's just a phenomenal piece of songwriting. Number 13 for me is 3D Warrior, from Nightmares on Wax's Shout Out to Freedom album that came out on Warp late in the year. George Evelyn's 9th studio record in a career that goes back to 1989. This one, I mean, I've always been into Nightmares on Wax. And in fact, like back when phone answering machines were still a thing, I used like Smoker's Delight as like the bed track to my answering machine message. But this one especially caught my ear because he collaborated with Shabaka Hutchings on several tracks, and the introduction of kind of that contemporary UK jazz into an artist who'd always incorporated jazz in the past was a really exciting thing.
Coming in at number 14 for me, another name that has certainly popped up on a number of my lists over the last handful of years, Australian singer Courtney Barnett. And the song Here's the Thing, real standout from her record, Things Take Time, Take Time. Now, I'm not quite sure, and I'm sure you can clarify this, it might be a B-sides record, or it kind of feels like more a collection of songs and something that's not necessarily linear like past records. But it's fantastic nonetheless. Came out on Mom and Pop, and this song is a real real standout. Everything I love about Courtney Barnett. And then at number 13, a group that you you mentioned not so long ago, Turnstile, and their song Holiday from the album Glow On. As you mentioned, kind of a departure from the sort of emo punk, sort of straight ahead, very anthemic. And when they released this record, they put out this really cool short film that basically they played all the songs within the film, and it was set in a football stadium, and was super interesting, super catchy, very well done. And the music just got stuck in my head. None more than this song, Holiday.
Lonely nights, I still hear the cries from Sherry. Please don't hit me. We were kids under the sheets in this hoarded house. There's no hope in these rooms of fluke dreams. All these pictures looking at me. Mothers, don't leave. It rains, then it pours. Leave your pride at the door. Don't let me fall. Hold me close. Please don't let me go. Train never stopped, never had time to unpack your trauma. Keep fighting the world, that's how you get love.
Oh, I wanna see.
Turnstile with Holiday from the album Glow On that came out on Roadrunner. Jared's number 13 pick. My number 12, the title track to her long-listed Polaris album, Dorothy Paz's Anything Can't Happen. She has had some cassette releases before this album, but principally Paz has been a guitarist and vocalist with the likes of Jennifer Castle, U.S. Girls, and the Badge Epoque Ensemble prior to this past year. That's kind of like she'd been a featured player or, you know, contributor and kind of really found her voice and this sort of folk pop, folk rock. No surprise, considering some of the folks she's worked with. It's the sound kind of that scene. Then coming up, number 11. From her album, I Know I'm Funny, Ha Ha, Faye Webster with the song In a Good Way. Now, this may be the weirdest thing I've ever done, and that's saying something on this show, but I do want to give a shout out to another track off of this record, and that's A Dream with a Baseball Player. This is one of the last records that I cut from my top 20 albums, and it was because of the strength of these two songs. In a Good Way is just one of the most beautiful love songs I've heard in quite a while, but A Dream with a Baseball Player is features fantastic horn lines, but also is a song that she wrote because she has a crush on her home Atlanta Braves Ronald Acuna Jr. So I do want to recommend people seek out that song as well.
Really love the Faye Webster record, and that was definitely one that was on my long list. Coming in at number 12, another single, Australian group Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and their track Weekend Run came out in the middle of the summer. And I listened to a lot of Unknown Mortal Orchestra this year. And, you know, sort of going forward in the singles list, this is going to become a theme. They were, for a large part of the year, one of my daughter Lily's favorite bands. And so whenever one of these acts that she's come to enjoy drops a new record, I would get a link in the middle of the day saying, "Whoa, new track, you got to listen to this, Dad." And then repeated messages, "Have you listened, Dad? What do you think, Dad? It's a great song, isn't it, Dad?" And so this was, and you know, I don't think she's listening, she might be listening, but they're not all winners. Let me tell you, the songs that I get sent, not all winners. This one definitely was. Everything that I love about Unknown Mortal Orchestra is part of Weekend Run. Came out on Jaguar. No sign of a new record. I'm thinking maybe 2022. I'm hoping maybe 2022. They did a big 10th year anniversary for one of their records this year, and we actually watched the concert that was streamed online from a venue in Australia. So that was a pretty cool musical moment. Coming in at number 11 for me, a singer-songwriter named Christia Cabral, who performs under the name Spelling with three L's if you're looking for it. She put out a record on Sacred Bones called The Turning Wheel, and it's tough to describe. It's it definitely presents itself as a pop record, but there's a lot more sort of going on in the background. And I love this song. It's called Little Deer, D-E-E-R, not D-A-A-R, spelling, my number 11 pick for songs in 2021.
Make me wanna cry in a good way. I'm not afraid to die.
Spelling with Jared's number 11, which means we are now into our top 10 songs. And number 10 for me is the track Sunglasses from UK septet Black Country New Road. This is off of their album For the First Time, which came out way back February 5th on Ninja Tune, but a record that definitely stood the test of time. Drew comparisons to Slint was one of the ones that I'd seen, but like I think their influences go even further back than the 90s. I think The Fall is definitely a band that I hear when I listen to this record. Excitingly enough, as we're recording this just yesterday, I got my copy of this on vinyl in the mail. So I was excited to put it on the record player in the house in the past day. So that's my number 10, Sunglasses from Black Country New Road. Coming in at number 9, Kendra Morris and Eraserhood Sound with the track When We Would Ride. This came out in July, perfect summertime song. Eraserhood Sound is a production duo, Max Perla and Vincent John, but also a record label of the same name. So this came out under their imprint. However, Kendra Morris, who previously had recorded a couple of fantastic records on Wax Poetics imprint that I'm pretty sure, thinking back, we played at least one of on here on one of our countdowns because it was one of my favorites way back. She has a new record coming out on Karma Chief, which is the coal mine subsidiary, in the new year. I played a track on Thank God It's Free Range a couple weeks ago, one of its first spins in North America, and tentative booking with Kendra Morris on the show to talk about the upcoming record in the new year. So Kendra Morris and Eraserhood Sound, my number 9.
Coming in at number 10 for me, a bit of an oddity, Jarvis Cocker, the former frontman of the band Pulp.
He is a bit of an oddity.
He is certainly an oddity. When I was kind of looking up some of the background on this record, I didn't realize Pulp is no longer a thing. One of my favorite Britpop bands of the 90s and 2000s. His new band is called Jarvis, Jarvis, which is awesome. But anyways, he's been dabbling for the last few years in film. I think it might have started with being part of a trio of singers in a Harry Potter movie. They were called the Weird Sisters. And then he
was in Fantastic Mr. Fox,
performed in Fantastic Mr. Fox. Anyways, he's formed a friendship with filmmaker Wes Anderson, and they share a mutual love of a bunch of, very precious, delicate moments.
Of whimsy?
I'm sure. So Wes Anderson put out a new movie this year called The French Dispatch. And the song that this record is taken from, it's called Chanson de Nuit. And it is credited to Tip Top, who is a performer in the film. He doesn't actually perform in the film, but if you've seen the movie, the second of the three parts, features a diner that is prominent and a jukebox, and all of the songs that they play off that jukebox are Tip Top. And so when the movie came out, or just before the movie came out, they released a little trailer with an animated video that was directed by Wes Anderson for this song Aline, which is a cover of a 1965 song by a French performer named Christophe. And this album almost made my top 20 albums list. It's fantastic. Jarvis Cocker has lived in Paris for a number of years. He married a Parisian woman. They're no longer together, but they did have a child together. So he continues to live in Paris to be close to his son. And I guess he's taken up speaking French, because the whole album is in French and it's all covers of 60s French crooners and new wave. And it's really, really, really good. I really enjoy it. My number 10 song, Jarvis Cocker, and the track Aline. And then coming in at number 9 for me, a band out of the UK called Squid, from an album called Bright Green Field, came out on Warp. This track features a vocalist named Martha Sky Murphy. The song's called Narrator. And so you mentioned Black Country New Road. I find that Black Country New Road and Squid are very much contemporaries, young sort of collective art school kids making really, really interesting music. And I'm not going to lie, the name also caught my eye, because being called a squid in my house is kind of a term of endearment slash term of insult prior to Squid Game, I will say. You know, you can be a squid, you can be a bunch of squids, and you know, this record is fantastic. Definitely seek it out. Coming in at number 9, Squid and Narrator, featuring Martha Sky Murphy.
Jack of hearts, I am looking at you and you cannot tell I am more than the sum of my parts. I am looking at you with my best eyes and I wish you could tell. I wish all my kids would stop dressing up like Richard Hell. I am locked away in a high-tech wraparound translucent blue tinted fortress and you cannot touch me. I am invincible in these sunglasses. Cars are going beep, beep, beep. And there are so many roadmen on this street. And they cannot tell that I'm scared. I am invincible in these sunglasses. I'm modern Scott Walker. I'm a surprisingly smooth talker. And I'm invincible in these sunglasses. Leave your shuttling in the cabinet and burn what's left.